looks very high tech.
This podcast brought to you by Lazy Banana Productions. Find out more at bkmullen.wordpress.com. Hello and welcome to the Poppin' Bottles Dadcast. I'm Ben.
I'm Nick.
And we have a very special guest with us today. Not only special because of who she is, but also special because she is the second ever live in studio, air quotes, in studio guest for us.
Yes. I'm just saying yes.
I thought you had something.
I'm just throwing the show off the rails right away.
That's fine. We usually do that anyway.
Yes, doing what I do.
Many of you have heard us talking about the Just Between Friends sale. It's going to be in Oaks the 23rd, 24th, 25th, and 26th of April. So, not this upcoming week, but next week. I got so much going on, I got to keep everything straight, you know? But joining us is one of the event organizers and a lovely, lovely woman, Tracy. How's it going?
Great. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks
Excited
for coming
to be
out.
Here. Yeah, this is fun.
Yeah, I like to think so. Yeah.
We have fun.
We have fun.
Make bad jokes. I make bad jokes.
Yeah, you make bad jokes and I make fun of you. That's usually how it comes out. But yeah. So, how long have you been doing the JBF? Because I've only been into it the past couple of years. As soon as I found out I was going to be a father, I just started looking up everything I possibly could in the area. You know.
Yeah, we have been organizing these events for 5 years. So our Oak sale will be 5 years old this fall, and our Reading sale is 5 years old this spring. So it's like giving birth to twins, kind of. But yeah, the sales started as just kind of a hobby, something that we thought would really service the needs of families in our area. Because like you guys, you're a dad, I'm a mom. But, so, you know, and we all know how expensive it is to raise kids. So really that idea has kind of resonated in our community and they have grown exponentially. So the sales went from being in the lobby of the Expo Center to now taking up the entire Expo Center. So it's been fun to see them grow.
It was shocking to me how huge it was when
it
we
can
first
be a little
got
overwhelming,
there.
Right? Yeah.
I think we went. No, Sophia's three, so when we went, it probably would have been the second fall sale.
Okay.
I think. And I mean, I walked in there and was just I honestly wanted to hide because I mean when we met with you the first time. You know, I described it as like Black Friday.
Right.
It was just insane. And I mean, maybe it was the day we went, but it was just, you know, hordes of people and, you know, clothes and toys and books and stuff everywhere. And, you know, it's a great resource.
Right.
You know, we have, I don't even know how much stuff that we've bought through the years from JBF, but we have a ton.
Yeah. Pretty much our basement is just is full of like our bouncers and our, the Jenny jump up thing and everything from, you know, our baby carriers and stuff like that all came from there. That and the Oaks and Reading.
Yeah.
Because as soon as we went to Oaks, we were like, there's more. We need to go to the other one.
Exactly.
We need to see what else there is. Yeah.
Yeah, we describe it as kind of the Super Bowl of shopping. And
yes.
The fun thing about it is that you can buy all this stuff and then you know that the next season, if your child outgrows it or outloves it, you can resell it. So, you kind of get paid to shop, which is the fun part about it and the thing that really makes sense about the whole concept.
When, you know, before you started, you know, the very first sale,
mm-hmm.
aside from, you know, it's a great resource, how did you guys get involved and decide that this is something that you wanted to, you know, pursue and start,
and make sense of it?
Yeah.
Well, my business partner, Beth, had an interest in doing a consignment shop, more of like a traditional bricks and mortars thing.
Okay.
And I really didn't have that same interest because I thought that as an event, it makes it special and something that people really look forward to and yeah. plan on. And so we actually happened to just be watching Good Morning America one day, and they did a segment on Just Between Friends because it is a franchise. So yeah. they were filming at one of our sister sites in Dallas, and I thought, this is it. You know, this combines her passion for consignment and my interest in more of an event and kind of marketing for a single season versus year-round. And we just kind of, we looked into it and we thought, boy, this makes sense. And at that time, there were no JBF sales in the state of Pennsylvania. And there were really very few on the East Coast.
Okay.
So we thought we could really start something. And I think we have. There's now 7 sales in the state of Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
So, and really, our Reading sale was the 72nd. JBF sale, and now they're up to about 145. So
nice.
That's just in 5 years. The whole franchise system has doubled and expanded not only domestically in the U.S., but now there's sites in Canada. So it's quite international during that time period.
That's awesome.
That's crazy.
So it does make sense.
Yeah. I mean, you know, like I said, it's an absolutely great, you know, resource, especially. Oh, no, I, you know, just found out we're having a baby and, you know, your in-laws. Oh, well, what can we get you? Well, if you want to save money
yeah.
and not buy new things, go to the JBF sale.
Right.
It's, you know, although there's bound to be one before you have a baby.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, considering you have 9 months. If somehow there isn't, I don't know how that's possible.
But you have the worst timing ever.
Yes.
But yeah, I keep telling people about it, people who are going to be parents and people who are fellow parents, why? Because like you said, it's all pretty much all age groups you can buy for, and a lot of what I get as far as doubt is concerned,
mm-hmm.
Is yeah, well, yeah, it's consignment, mm-hmm. you know, it's all used, right? That's always the phrase I hear. It's like,
right.
It's used, right? It's like. Yeah, but you guys are really careful. You're really picky about what goes into the sale.
We are. And I think that is a very common reaction to JBF. And I think when Beth initially approached me 5 years ago about the whole idea of consignment, I was that person. I was no, I don't, you know, I don't want to do that. But really, when people see the value that they can get, it's... You don't have to buy retail because we do take a lot of pride in our inspection process when we're open two full days before we open to the public. And that's all we're doing is inspecting the items as they come through the door. And that's a big, big job because for both of our sales, we'll bring in over 200,000 items in a day and a half. And so all of the clothing and shoes are inspected to make sure they're not only the appropriate season for this sale coming up, it's spring and summer. And
right.
then our sales in September are fall and winter clothing. But also we're looking for tears, rips, stains. Infants are notorious for staining their items, particularly around the neck. And so we're looking for that. And the benefit of being in the Expo Center is that the lighting is really, really good. So
mm-hmm.
things that you might not catch at home, we catch. And so we look for all of that. We also have a trained recall specialist, and JBF is really the leader in the consignment industry. We're the only consignment business that has a full-time certified recall specialist on board.
That's awesome.
And then she in turn trains people locally. So we have somebody, it's the same person actually for Reading and Oaks, who is trained by the Consumer Product Safety Standards Board to look for recalls. So that's her job for 2 days. She's scouring the floor to
wow.
pull things that a lot of parents are much more educated than ever before because there are so many recalls, but
right.
we still miss things. So
yeah.
her job is to pull those items from the floor so they never can be resold.
That's great.
So it's a big benefit, I think, of being a part of a larger organization is that we have resources and can be able to offer that to parents and so that people can buy safely. Because when you're, frankly, on Craigslist or eBay, you don't really know if that seller is taking that same caution to be able to inspect things, or even know and have that knowledge base to say this is not acceptable to resell. So I think at JBF, that's one thing that you'll find is that you don't need to be pulling things out and saying, oh, you know, that's not appropriate. It's stained, it's soiled, or whatever. We do that for you so that when you come, you can just be strictly looking for the best price and whatever you particularly need for your son or daughter.
That's great.
Now, for those who don't, who aren't educated on the, you know, being a consigner process, what exactly do, you know, if someone wants to sell, you know, their items, what do they need to do? You know, what can they make, you know, as far as money, setting prices, that kind of thing, what are they able to make as far as, I mean, I know because my wife sells, but you know, for the uneducated, we'd like to educate them.
Sure. Well, the first thing they need to do is just go to our website, which is jbfsale.com, and then look for our particular events. So the Oak Sale is called the Western Main Line, and the Reading Sale is just the Reading Sale. So it's pretty easy. And then simply register. And so it's a real simple process, just providing basic information about yourself.
Okay.
And then everybody is assigned a number, which is a consignor number. So even if somebody is not interested in consigning, they just want to join the mailing list or attend one of the pre-sales, everybody has a unique number.
Okay.
And then from there, it's just a matter of entering your tags, and on the website, that's where you do that. And it's just determining what category it is, and then you mentioned price. Each consignor sets their own price for their items.
Okay.
So we do have some resources on our website because price is really important. And that's a common rookie mistake, is overpricing items. And so I think we try really hard to educate consignors that, you know, even though this was your child's favorite toy, you know,
it's not worth $150.
Exactly. Yeah. It does lose value, particularly, like, you know, large items like furniture and things, they really do quickly lose value. So we have pricing guides on our website to give examples of if it's Serco, which is a Target brand, it should be priced this way. If it's Mini Bowden, which is a more high-end brand, it should be priced this way. And so those types of resources are available. We also have a pretty active social community on Facebook or Twitter, and so people can ask questions. How would you price this item, or what do you think? And to kind of get feedback. So that's a good source. And then we're always a sounding board as well. But our average consignor makes about $400. So it's a good chunk of change for their time. We cut checks within 2 weeks of the conclusion of the sale. And part of the beauty of JBF is people who consign in Oaks and choose to pick up their unsold items can simply drop those items off in Reading for a second chance to resell them. Nice. So there's no additional work other than your time to drop it off and put it out on the sales floor. But you have two chances to sell your stuff. We always tell people that first sale of the season, if you do Oaks first, you're going to make more money because a lot of your big items have probably sold.
Yeah.
But there's really not a huge investment of time to drop off at another sale. So, it's a good way to really cash in on what's sitting in your closet. Our consignors make 60% of their sales price, less a $10 consignor fee. If all they want to do is just drop off. If the consignor chooses to help at the sale, they make an additional 10%. So that 60% automatically jumps up to 70%. And it's a good way to make some additional money by being able to help at the sale.
Yeah.
And it does take a huge army of people to put on a sale of this magnitude. So we really do appreciate that help. So not only did they make that additional 10%, but they also shop earlier. So they have access to the bargains earlier.
Yeah, get the best pick of the litter.
Right.
I guess.
Right.
Yeah, my wife volunteers. So, you know, I enjoy the extra 10%, and the, you know, the couple hours she's gone, you know, I can handle the children for a few hours while she's out, you know,
and helping other people. It's fun. It's like our volunteers, they say, you know, I think initially it's like, all right, I have to do this to get this extra 10% or whatever. But people say at the conclusion of their shift, they're like, that was a really good time. And people have really made lasting friendships because it's all kind of the same demographic. You know, we're all in this together. We all have kids. We're all in the same area. And so it's a good way to kind of meet other people and just be supportive of really what we think is a great community event.
Yeah, definitely.
Now, this is kind of an interesting question, and it'll actually kind of segue into what will be happening when we're doing our live broadcast.
Mm-hmm.
Are there a lot of dads that are volunteers that come down to help out, or is it mainly moms? I've never really thought about that till just right now, so.
Yeah, it depends on what part of the sale. We tend to get dads, which my husband sincerely appreciates, to help us with setup, which is on Monday.
Okay.
And breakdown, which is on Sunday or Monday as well. So that's when we tend to get more muscle help, which is when we really do need it. But during the sale itself, there will be a few dads that help, but we'd love to have more. It tends to be like on Saturday when people are off work and things like that, we tend to get more dads. But we do need, you know, particularly there's a lot more physical work that goes on the front end and the back end of the sale. So that's when wives tend to send their husbands.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't actually, you know, I haven't volunteered, you know, my wife, like I said, my wife does, but I never really thought about it. Yeah. It's always been, you know, it's been her thing, you know, it's what she enjoys doing. So I wasn't going to get in the way.
Right. Maybe you can both come.
If we have a babysitter, have someone to watch the kids.
I'll watch the kids.
Yeah, then we could end up with like a Home Alone story or something. Yeah, right. Yeah, parents at JBF sale, kids left alone. That would not be good.
Oh, man. Headline news.
Yeah.
Don't leave them in the car.
Yeah.
Sit in the parking lot. That would be bad.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Bad news.
But good news. I think it's awesome news. I don't know what you think.
Obviously.
So the morning of the pre-sale, which is the 23rd, that's the day that Nick and I will be there to do our live broadcast. I got the jitters. I don't even know how to say it. We're actually going to be interviewed by Amy Buckman.
Right. From Channel 6.
Channel 6, ABC, and
Action News.
Right. I went to another place there. Whole nother level of excitement. So you guys actually have kind of a relationship built between Amy and yourself and the wholesale. And she usually covers the sale for you guys, doesn't she?
Yeah, she does. She's been a huge advocate of JBF from the very beginning. She covered our first sale when we were in 8,000 square feet in Reading in the lobby, and we thought we were pretty cool. But she has actually consigned with us, so she understands the process of, you know, how to tag your items and how much money you could potentially make. But she does a segment which most people in the Delaware Valley are very familiar with, called Saving with 6ABC. And so really scouring the area to look for ways that local families can save money. And so JBF certainly fits within what she's trying to cover and share with folks in our community. So yes, you're right. We're fortunate enough that she's going to do a segment on how dads see value and save money through consignment. And you guys were gracious enough to serve as our commentators for that particular segment. So she'll be doing a story. And last year she actually did one on how mommy bloggers also saved at JBF. So equal time for the dads this year. She's chosen to cover it. So we're really excited about that because she always does a great job. And I know you guys will do a great job as well.
That's appreciated. I didn't run around the house pumping my fists or anything
We didn't hug at all. We may have run outside and hugged in the driveway
upon hearing the news.
That's pretty awesome. But it's especially exciting to just be on that kind of, I guess, stage, if you will, to be able to, you know, every dad who watches it and be like, oh, I never thought of that before. Mm-hmm. And then they can get more involved. They can say, well, hey, honey, I just saw this thing. I think it's a really good idea. We should check it out, you know.
Well, dads love JBF because it gets stuff out of the garage. Yeah. You know, it's not just clothing. It's like bikes or swing sets or, you know, big equipment that is taking up space. And now not only is it clearing out that space, there's some return that's coming in the form of a check.
Yeah,
you
definitely.
Know, just a couple
definitely.
Weeks later. Yeah. So it's a good thing for the entire family.
Let's buy a swing set and put it out there.
Okay.
I don't know if we're allowed to.
I don't think we're allowed to, but let's do it anyway.
Let's do it anyway, yeah.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of...
Throw out a little challenge.
Yard space, yeah. But...
For what yard we do have.
But, or just get a giant slide. Just buy the swing set, get the slide, put it on the deck.
Oh, yeah. Because we can go from your deck to my deck, because you have that little, wall. Partition wall thing.
What about a little pool? Getting warmer.
Ooh, a pool at the bottom of
the bottom
of the slide.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, that would be awesome.
We did. We used to have a little pool. I have no idea where it is.
I don't know where it is either.
Well, you can find a new one.
I don't.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we have a water table, but I think she would like a pool to be just put it on the deck or, you know, down in the yard.
Oh, yeah. Have a nice sunny day out there.
Mainly for me.
Mainly for you.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, you would.
You're going to look out the window and see me down there just sitting on the grass in a little tiny kitty pool.
Oh, man.
That sounds like a fun idea right now. After the winter we've had, yeah, that sounds really nice.
We had a, oh my God, it's almost summer kind of instinct yesterday. So we started cleaning, you know?
Oh, yeah.
We started cleaning. We had the doors open. We had the windows open. Everything was cool. We got out our beach umbrella because we don't have one for the deck table out there. And my wife was strapping it to the side of the deck with duct tape.
Oh.
I was like, yeah, we'll have a nice shaded area and everything. And then you can go out and get me wine coolers. And,
That sounds like fun.
Oh, yeah.
How did I miss that happening?
I don't know what you were doing. I don't know.
I had Sophia an Easter egg hunt. And then
I saw the pictures from that. That was cute.
Yeah, she dominated.
Oh.
They just had them all. It was at Pope John Paul II. School, Catholic, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
What
Catholic the school.
But yeah, the school. So they just had on the football field. It was just eggs.
Wow.
So it wasn't really a hunt. It was a Easter egg free-for-all. I mean, it's separate. It was like 5 and under this side, 5 and or 5 and over, or 6 and over on the other side. So, right. Yeah.
So they weren't trampled by the big
kids. No. That was a smart decision. There were other Easter egg hunts in the area yesterday, but... There was, I think, at Farmer's Daughter, like the produce sale, location down on 724 in Fort Spring City. They had one, but there's like over 600 kids and
wow.
I wasn't taking,
that sounds dangerous.
Yeah, I wasn't taking a 3-year-old and a 7-month-old there without backup.
Right.
That kind of sounds like the pre-sale at JBF, actually.
Yeah.
They always say that to me, the security guard is like, do you know there's 500 people lined up outside? I'm like, yeah. We'll let them in.
Do they have this in? This should stand there with a clipboard. You on the list? You on the list?
There you go.
You on the list? No.
Get yeah.
It'd be great.
Velvet ropes on the outside.
Yeah, they have tickets, so.
Armbands and
it's
everything.
It's all good, yeah. We do that too.
Do we want to talk about the Twitter party?
I do. Actually, that's what I was getting to. Those of you who are in the dad group, or if you just listen to us anyway, you know that we take part in Twitter parties. I won't say constantly. I'd say we do like a fair average. Or at least I do. I don't know if you do.
Yeah, when someone says there's a Twitter party, I get in there.
We get on it. There is a Twitter party for the JBF on the 22nd, day before the presale on Tuesday from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. And is there
hashtag JBF Philly?
JBF Correct. Philly. Mm-hmm. All right, and you can follow @JBF Philly and @JBF Franchise for updates and even just follow it anyway. Because you guys actually post a lot of stuff on there as far as deals going on in other places, right. And you know, upcoming events and stuff like that.
We try.
Yeah.
Because I think we've kind of touched on this throughout, but like JBF is its own little community, yeah. You know, and people really have grown to be very passionate about it. Yes. So after the sales, we don't just go away. You know, we try to share information because we live here too, you know,
right.
Just about what's going on and how to save money or how to connect with each other. I think it's important, you know, that we kind of stay connected.
Yeah, that's
even
great.
Even in the off season.
So. Yeah, and Twitter is a great way to do that. It's
right.
Like, you know,
are
such
there
a massive social media thing going on?
Are there going to be, you know, prizes, giveaways, that kind of stuff during said Twitter party?
Yeah, absolutely. We do prizes for participation during the Twitter party, and then following the Twitter party, we have different things that we encourage shoppers to do, posting their best bargain and using the same hashtag so they can win a jump to the front of the line pass, which is a really nice. Coveted thing at JBF when the line is an hour long,
right.
to be able to bypass that line. We'll also do things.
Speaking of 500 people.
Yeah. For to win JBF bucks using that hashtag. So it's Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram.
Okay.
So we try to encourage that, and
I'll definitely be on Instagram.
Yeah. So posting your best finds and your best bargains. We actually had some cards printed, and we've got somebody who will be taking pictures on an iPad during the sale, roaming, kind of our roaming photographer.
Nice.
So that people can win and make it easy.
That's awesome.
So yeah. We wanted to do a photo booth, but it didn't quite work out because the photo booth with social sharing was a little outside of my budget. But
yeah.
Who knows? Maybe next sale.
I can't even imagine what a line would be like just to go in the photo booth.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you know, I've been at weddings that have a photo booth, and that's like, you know, 200 people max, and, you know, you're waiting in line for 10 minutes, you know, you're behind 10 people. I can't even imagine.
Right.
You know, 500
people. The scale of people, yeah.
Although maybe it would pull people out of line from pain and shorten up
go
that line.
Go to the photo booth.
Yeah.
It was a fun idea, but it just didn't quite kind of work out where I wanted it to.
Next year.
Yeah.
Next year. Vendors.
Mm-hmm.
Are there more vendors coming this year? I know you were, when we had spoken before, you were kind of up in the air about whether vendors would be having tables or not this year.
At our Oak sale, we will have vendors because we have the space to accommodate them. So things like Tastefully Simple, we also have some other things that are a little bit different this year. We have a car dealer who will be not selling cars, but showing how to properly harness your child in a car seat.
That's awesome.
Because that's sometimes parents, new parents particularly, don't know how to do that, and the rules kind of change. So more of a service versus a sales presentation, which I think will be really cool. And then we, you know, for moms, we've got some jewelry vendors and things like that. We limit it. There's only 10 just because we don't have space and we want to keep it relevant to JBF. For our Reading sale, because we're in a new venue and we don't really know how the space is going to play out, we opted not to have vendors. So we just are not really sure about that. The Reading Expo Center closed this year, so we've moved to Body Zone, which is a really great new modern space, but it's just a little bit different than what we've experienced in the past.
It's going to take some time to get used to, figure out your setup.
Yeah.
Right.
Actually, I think the dads will really like Reading because there is a food court, and so, you know, if you're not into shopping, you can go sit and watch, or you could even go work out upstairs and then come back down. So we've got an ice arena, which has got, we'll have all of our clothing, and then a big huge sports court and basketball court, which will have everything else, so it's a little bit more spread out, which will be good, I think, for crowd control.
Yeah, definitely.
You will be shopping in the middle of a hockey game?
No.
So, you know, watch out for body checks, shots.
Yeah, there's televisions. It'll be great.
I'm actually interested to see how that looks up there once when the Reading sale happens. What is are the dates for the Reading sale for those that do not know, because we didn't write it down?
Reading, the pre-sale is May 7th, okay. And then the actual public sale is May 8th through the 10th.
Okay. 8th to the 10th.
Right.
I should be able to.
Mother's Day weekend.
You know what? That's the weekend before my anniversary. Mm. I don't know.
When's your anniversary? I don't
know. The 14th. I can put it off. It's okay. Well, thank you. Yeah, it's our 1 year wedding anniversary.
Oh, that's awesome.
Very nice. Yeah, I have no idea what we're gonna do. Actually, we'll probably just end up at the sale because we gotta find new car seats. And I just like we went to Oaks and this is don't break that.
I'm sorry.
That's a relic, my friend.
Clearly.
The thing behind you. Well, yeah.
Oh, I thought I was talking about this.
Oh, never mind. Never mind. yeah, so we went to the Oaks sale, and a story that I really like to tell to give people an example of the kind of bargains you can get at JBF is with the Baby Bjorn. Everybody knows the Baby Bjorn, right. You know, front carrier.
Gotta have it, yeah.
If you go to Target, you go to Walmart, it's like $85, $90.
They're not cheap.
Something like that, yeah. And we got ours. It was hanging up, brand new, like no stains, no tears, no anything. Just it looks like you just pulled it right out of the box.
Perfect condition.
$10.
Awesome.
My wife was planning on leaving at that point, but I had to walk around
right.
And see what else we could possibly find.
I love to hear those stories because it's great. Like it's very exciting to find something like that and just to save that much money because those items, they don't wear out. You know, you use it for your first child or something, it still has a lot of value for somebody else. So that's exciting to hear.
And we got both our swings. We got our swing for when we had Sophia from the JBF sale. We got our swing, which was virtually identical to the one we had already had at the sale for Maddie. Pack and plays, travel cribs.
Oh yeah,
right.
I think my mom got a stroller. Just all so much stuff between both the girls that it's awesome.
But we got just about all of our car stuff, all the shades, and both of our baby carriers, and the I think we got the travel system. That's right. We were looking at a particular travel system. Okay. That was the other thing about all the brands that end up there.
Right.
Is we were looking at a particular travel system, which we ended up getting for our baby shower. And we found the exact car seat to match and a couple of bases as well for being in the car. And that was maybe $15 for the seat and awesome. The base. And it totally interchanges with our travel system. And, you know, if unfortunately, like the other day when my lovely little one threw up all inside her car seat,
that's the best.
I was able to, take the other one out. I was like, it's okay. We still got one. Yeah.
Interchangeable.
Yeah.
That's
great.
Pretty
great. You okay?
I'm seeing how we're on time.
We're good.
I have no concept of time today.
No. It's the weekend. I don't really have a concept of time on the weekends. Except that it goes by way too fast.
That's exactly right.
Yes.
Man. So is there anything, going back to the Twitter party.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Is there anything else going on with that? Like, we're going to have the prizes to be awarded to everybody. Are you looking for people to kind of come out and... I guess share their stories about JBF and stuff like that.
Yeah, we would love that. I mean, we have grown primarily through word of mouth. We do a lot of paid advertising, but it's always much more authentic when it comes from people sharing their real life experiences. So, you know, we certainly appreciate that support and anything that people would like to share is always welcomed. We do have a pre-sale event specifically for mommy bloggers, and now this year we've been invited daddy bloggers. That's exciting for me too. So that is on Wednesday morning, and where people can come and preview the sale, because really, I think the entire weekend, people always, whether it's Saturday afternoon right before we close or Wednesday right when we open, people always kind of have that aha moment, like, wow, this is really awesome.
Yeah.
But certainly Wednesday, there's a lot more stuff than there is on Saturday. Yeah. So that's why we try to invite, you know, people who like to share their experiences socially on the first day rather than the last day. But the last day is a fun experience too. That's our 50% off sale. So yeah, a lot of items that have not sold up until that point will be an additional 50% off on Saturday. And you guys were talking about the savings with your baby Bjorn and your swing. And that's really what we try to share to people. It's, you can save between 50 and 90% at JBF. So that's a good chunk of change. So not only are you making money, but you're saving money too. So people do often say that they get paid to shop. So the more people wish to share that with others, we really, that's exciting for us.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And my background's in marketing, so I'm always curious. Like, I always want to know, you know, what brought people to the sale. And so I'll always just kind of stand at the registers and ask. And a lot of people will say their friends told them, or they saw it on television, or that type of thing. So, it's a combination of everything. As you guys know, it's just people planting seeds.
Yeah, that's how we found out about it. One of my wife's best friends and a couple we hang out with all the time, they have two kids, and she would sell every year. I think she may have sold it like at the first sale, and that's how we heard about it, was from her. And she's like, yeah, I sold all, you know, their old clothes, and, you know, I mean, good money doing it. You know, you guys should come and first buy. So, you know, we went and did that, you know, the experience of shopping there, and then realized we have so much stuff that we can sell.
Isn't it amazing? I think as parents, like, we just have so much stuff. Yeah. It's just, it's overwhelming.
Yeah.
And as you mentioned earlier, you know, as your kids get older, the stuff kind of changes. I have teenagers, so we go from really big, bulky baby equipment to small electronics, and we sell all of that at JBF. It's not just for babies. We go up to size 18 for boys and juniors for girls. So it's really through the whole gamut of childhood. Certainly with the baby stuff, we have more of that because people get more as gifts and hand-me-downs and things like that. But for the older kids, there's still stuff to entertain them and certainly stuff to clothe them with the older kid sizes. And moms, too. We have maternity.
Yeah.
So, mommies don't get left out on this.
I enjoy the toy section.
You would enjoy the toy section.
I know.
You're probably like my dad. my dad would go to like Toys R Us or whatever, and he would actually take the Tonka truck off the shelf and get on the ground and play with it. And like try and beat it up a little bit in the way that a little kid would.
That's
like
funny.
Just to make sure nothing was gonna fall off him. You're probably one of those dads.
He was on the show with us. Two months.
Yeah, like a month ago. Yeah.
Ago, and he was talking about that. Like,
yeah.
You know, I'd get to the store, get down on the floor, play with it, you know, see how it works. So that when, you know, if I want to buy it, take it home, you know, to you or your brothers.
Yeah.
I knew that it was good and it was going to last and things like that. So, you know, if you happen to see me on the ground with toys at the sale, just pay me no mind.
We'll just leave you alone. We'll tell security. Yeah. That guy, he knows exactly what he's doing.
Yeah. That guy who's rolling around
underneath
that infant gym. Yeah. Just let him go.
If there are Nerf guns, just heads up.
Right. Literally.
Yeah.
Actually, heads down. Heads down. Especially if you've got the automatic one, which I actually have in the back of my car still for some reason. I don't know why. That's another great toy.
Yeah.
We should bring that.
No.
No.
No, we can't bring that.
And we can put our business cards on the end of the dart, and then
we can
shoot our business cards to the mask.
It's a great idea.
Like when they do the Phillies games and they shoot off those t-shirts out of the cannon.
But no, unfortunately we can't do that. Because my brother and I actually got ours when we were in our late teens. So there are some things written on the side that may not be appropriate for the public.
For children.
I have to paint over it, basically.
Understandable.
All I'm gonna take a belt sander to it and repaint it. And then maybe, oh, you know what? I'll do it in JBF colors. There you go. Purple. That'll be a nice little promotional thing.
We can stand outside after we broadcast and just start, you know, firing random Nerf darts off into the crowd. Walk over to Target and shoot, or the movie theater over there. Come to the sale!
We can write on the darts, like, $5 off your whole purchase. That's it's like, funny. If you catch a dart, there you go. Pop, 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 pop. Oh, wow. See? Innovative thinking on the Poppin' Bottles deck.
Yeah. Or childish, either one.
Or childish. Well, sometimes it's the same thing. Yeah.
There is a big Lego event also going on at the Expo Center the same weekend that we are there.
Breakfast.
You could shoot off Legos or something. Yeah.
Oh, you could make a whole, JBF Lego model.
Yeah, it's on... Breakfast is on Saturday, right?
Yeah, Saturday and Sunday.
So... Oh, it's Sunday. I will be back. I thought it was Saturday.
Woo!
I was so disappointed that it was the same weekend as my sister's wedding.
Oh, man.
That I wasn't going to be able to, you know, be back in town because I was so excited for breakfast. Now it's on Sunday?
Is that an annual event? Because I'm not familiar this with breakfast.
Is it?
This is the first one that I've heard about. Okay. But
yeah. I didn't hear about it until...
Philly Dad's Group.
Philly Dad's Group.
Yeah, that's when I heard about it.
Yeah. Speaking of the Philly Dads Group, they will also be at the sale on the pre-sale day.
Great.
Jeff and Chris are going to be joining us that morning.
Out with the kids and dad in charge, respectively.
Right. Respectively. And at OWTK, Out with the Kids, Jeff Bogle is going to be joining me on Saturday for our Saturday broadcast, which will be awesome. I think it'll be awesome.
Are you saying that because I won't be there?
Look, I don't want to get into politics here.
It's fine. Move on.
Okay. All right. You gonna be okay?
I'm good.
You gonna be fine?
I'll just sit here.
So off on our usual tangent, you can follow us on you can follow us on Twitter at PBDadcast. Nick is at Brownie_22. Yes. I'm at BKM505. Tracy, you are at JBF Philly.
Right.
Correct?
Yes.
And the website is?
The website is jbfsale.com.
That's easy enough.
Pretty easy. Yeah. jbfsale.com.
Not as easy as that is our new website, poppinbottlesdadcast.com, where you'll find all of our updated stuff. We'll be blogging about the JBF sale soon.
This week.
Yeah.
This week we will.
As well as on our personal blogs. BKMullen.wordpress.com and PapaBrownie.com.
Yes.
And
lots of stuff.
All of the usual exciting Facebook stuff. So, yeah, there you have it. Thank you so much for coming out and talking with us.
My pleasure. This has been fun.
Yeah. We really look forward to the sale and seeing you there. And I hope everybody else comes out as well because it's really a great event. And
if you don't, I will come find you.
That too. He's a very threatening individual, although he looks soft and cuddly like Pooh Bear. But once he bares his teeth, once he bares his teeth, you better look out.
Did you just call me Pooh Bear?
I did. Hey,
that was a compliment.
I guess.
Yeah. You got a pee on your hat. Yeah. Okay.
Makes perfect sense.
It's a Phillies hat. I get it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Crash and burning. Have a good week, everybody.
Have a good week.
Thank you. Got a brand new bag.